Welcome to the Biblical Parenting Podcast. I'm Scott Taransky, and I'm here with Elena Svetzlott. And we love to talk about parenting, and we discuss all kinds of issues together. And then we present them to parents in a way that ties the biblical and the practical and the heart all together in ways that help parents know what to do and how to work with their kids. So I'm excited about today's sessions. We're going to get into some very important issues that will help you. So welcome, Elena. I'm glad that you're joining with me today, and let's talk about parenting.
Yes, thank you for being with me here, Dr. Scott. And today we actually are very excited to share about a topic which we have not recorded about before. And I think it will really help a lot of parents by giving them guidance, by giving them ideas and thoughts on how to proceed to think about this. And this is about spanking in particular. So we're going to talk about not only what the Bible says about that type of correction, but also how it impacts children, how should we think about it, how should we consider it for our own children and their different ages.
I think this is an important topic, and there's a lot of emotion involved in this question that we need to acknowledge, because there are parents who have very strong opinions about this. So the first thing I would like to say is that when it comes to spanking, there are two extremes I would suggest. Let's talk about those first, because I don't want to be on either side. There's one extreme that you hear in Christian circles where parents are saying that you have to spank your kids in order to be a good Christian parent, or that the Bible commands it or something like that. And so I think that's a challenge. The other extreme is those who come to this subject and say the studies show that people who spank their children end up having children who are abused, or they have children that are damaged emotionally or something along that line. And I disagree with that as well. I think that the challenge there is that the studies that seem to indicate that don't separate anger from spanking. And I do believe that anger is damaging for children, whether it's spanking or just yelling at them. And that is damaging. So we need to make sure that's not a part of the equation. But on the other side, I think that those parents who believe that this is what God commands or something like that are missing some very important understanding of God's word. First of all, I love to ask parents, what's the verse you're thinking of? And they'll say, well, spare the rod, spoil the child. And that's an indication of the problem, because there's no verse that says that in the Bible. Okay, that is a quote from Benjamin Franklin. It's not a Bible verse. But there are five times in the book of Proverbs that talk about sparing the rod or using the rod in discipline. And two times it's used in disciplining adults too, but those people don't usually talk about that. The point that if we do an honest study of the book of Proverbs, here's what we're going to find. Yes, there are some verses that talk about spanking, which allow me to say that it might be a tool in the toolbox if you use it properly and it's effective. But I would also say this, that there are over 90 times in the book of Proverbs that it talks about corrections of various kinds. So if you look up the word discipline and rebuke and correction and these words, you've got lots of other verses of scripture that don't require spanking to be part of the picture. The goal here is a change of heart. I would suggest that some parents are using, even when they do use spanking, they use it in the wrong kind of way. They use it as a behavior modification strategy that just says, you deserve this. It's a justice mentality. It's behavior modification. It's not focused on the heart. And then I think those parents miss the whole opportunity to bring about heart change in the lives of their children. So that's kind of a framework on which we can develop this. I can share some more ideas as we go, but let's make sure we understand the outlying extremes that we want to avoid. I would find myself more in the middle on this particular area, trying to give parents alternatives to spanking, but recognizing that spanking may be a way to draw children toward this idea of repentance.
Yes, and you're right in saying that there are these extremes, and that's why there is so difficult for parents to know precisely how to apply this, how to use this tool, and how and when and in what circumstances. And like you said, Dr. Scott, the objective should be a change of heart, but the parents are confused. They, you know, they want to do the best for their children. And this is very good that we can help them. I know, for example, that many parents consider or are okay with the idea that a child can be spanked when they are younger, you know, and it's not something that they can, you know, they the children take it as a humiliating act. But once they get a bit older, perhaps it's something that it's not appropriate to do. What's your view on it?
Well, I would first of all say there are three reasons why you might not spank at all. I mean, you might decide we're not going to do that. One is if you have an anger problem. I just think that the anger is what's damaging to children. And if you're hitting a child in anger, then it's totally inappropriate and damaging to a child. And so you might just declare for yourself that it's out of bounds for you. Secondly, if it's not working, I just think, you know, sometimes you try spanking and it isn't getting where you want to go. Where do you want to go? We're not doing justice, remember? We're not just saying, oh, you did this, so you get that punishment. What we're doing is we're trying to bring about heart change. And if it's not changing a child's heart, if we're not making progress here toward repentance and a heart change, then it may not be working for this child. So I would suggest that's a second. The third reason is if they're not your kids. Okay. So you got to have a plan for disciplining the neighbor's kids or even children who come into your home through foster care or adoption. Many times you sign an agreement that says we're not going to spank these children. And so those are very appropriate times. So you must have a broader understanding of discipline and correction or punishment. You know, you must have a broader understanding of this subject that allows you to have a toolbox full of consequences. So you have lots of ways to bring about change. And that's what we're all about at the National Center for Biblical Parenting. In our Biblical Parenting coaching program, it is really unusual for us to talk about spanking because we're all about outfitting parents with all kinds of other tools. I suppose if a parent asks me, I can't remember the last time in any of my clients, and I'm usually working with 10 clients at a time, 8 to 10 clients at a time, but I can't remember the last time we're talking about spanking. It's unusual for me to even recommend that as a tool because there's so many other tools you can use that are in the toolbox. So parents must have a broader understanding. And sometimes parents use spanking because they don't know what else to do. And so having an education would be helpful. I do think that spanking can be appropriate if it serves its purpose, which is to prompt a child to move toward repentance. And when I say repentance, I mean a change of heart where the child is moving toward a more contrite heart, realize they've done something wrong. And the spanking was can be a fast way to get there. I think that we want parents to understand how to bring about repentance. I don't think you have to use spanking necessarily, but it can be a way in some children's lives where, you know, direct defiance of a parent's instructions or deliberate disobedience or a deviant behavior that is coming out of this defiance, all of that, those might be appropriate times when a spanking might be a valuable tool in the toolbox, but it has to be accompanied by a bunch of other things. The relationship has to be there. There needs to be a positive conclusion like we talk about, and we can refer people to the positive conclusion from other episodes that we've done. There has to be this sense of not having an angry response, but a very controlled response that motivates a child toward repentance. And of course, the age of the child is important. I just think that in a lot of the younger ages, the very young babies, we don't spank babies, okay? You don't spank toddlers, okay? What you're doing is you're doing a lot of redirection with them. And you can't really say to a toddler, hey, look, if you don't sit still here, I'm going to take away your movie tonight or something, because they need something quick. But moving children and redirecting them often is helpful. When children then get on the older side of things, we're using more consequences that appeal to life situations and logic and so on. So we don't then do that. So we don't use spanking in those ages either. So what we're trying to do, there's a window of time here. You might use spanking if it's appropriate and works. But keeping in mind, there are a lot of other tools that we can also use to help bring about change.
Yeah, that's such an important thing, because many times we take parenting perhaps in part, or we don't look at it as a complete strategy or a way in which we plan and we look into how we want to raise our children and what kind of skills we want to give our children. And I think because we are, you know, parents can be confused and or run out of ideas, or they have not developed the right relationship, that can cause the reason why spanking can become, let's say, a tool that they're using. And I know of parents who, you know, sometimes slap their children, you know, very rarely, just more of a way to take their to get their attention, as opposed to, you know, to give them pain or to humiliate them. But I think it's so important. And in my own motherhood, in my own parenting, I realized that it's really not needed to spank your child. You know, I have a 4-year-old, and we almost never spank him. It's not because we, you know, we don't get upset with him sometimes, but anger is not the best moment to show to him, to show our feelings to him, because my son will really copy that, and he will also become angry, and he will also start shouting and start hitting, and you know, that's just not a good way to do it. But I think you only get to experience that when you are trying and you are thinking about parenting in a different way, and not just something that can be solved in the moment, but a journey with your child towards a changed heart. So it's not just about the moment, doing the right thing in that moment. I mean, that's very important. We discuss it many times, but it's also, you know, what is the destination? Where do we want to go? How do we know our child? How much time do we spend with him? And also our own work as parents to, you know, keep in mind that we are, as our children are, sinners that, you know, need also a time to repent. And just as our children, we also make mistakes. And so obviously it's not the first thing that we expect that we will be spanked for the times when we make mistakes. So I think for us as Christians, we need to really consider very carefully how we use corporal punishment for our children. And I would definitely suggest, just like you have done, Dr. Scott, that we have a big tool of, or a big basket of tools that we can choose from before we go directly to spanking.
Yeah, I would say that when we're talking about spanking, I just don't think that like random slaps of kids is good. That's not what we're talking about here. I wouldn't surprise a child by spanking them, you know, coming up behind them, giving them a swat or something. I just don't think that's what we're talking about. That's not, if spanking is going to be a tool you're going to use, you're going to say to a child, okay, son, you're doing the wrong thing. You need to go in your room. I'm going to spank you. Okay. Because you got to realize part of the experience is the drama or the waiting, you know, for it. You don't have to hurt a child in order for a spanking to work. Sometimes it's the waiting, and then when you do spank a child, then you know it's kind of there. I mean, it's just they know they're going to get a spanking, and that drama that takes place is part of the challenge. But it's important after the spanking then to reaffirm relationship and to hold the child or to welcome the child back, to go through, hey, what did you do wrong? Why was that wrong? What are you going to do differently next time? And make sure that relationship is strong. I find that children who grow up in homes where spanking becomes a tool of many, but it's out there, they learn some very valuable things. And the fear of children growing up and being mean to each other because they got spanked, I just don't think is founded. I think that's a mistake. It's only true if parents are using anger or they're doing it in an inappropriate way. So we have to make sure that it's done in a controlled and nurturing environment if we're going to spank.
Dr. Scott, what kind of advice would you give parents when they feel, because I think this is caused by parents feeling very upset and angry perhaps at times, and that makes them, you know, causes them to perhaps spank their children. And I can have some tips of my own about what would help parents in that moment to change the way they're responding to their child. What would be your suggestion?
Well, I would take spanking off the table at that point. If a parent's angry, then that is not a time to be spanking. And when a child's angry, though, a parent's angry, I would say that the parents need to value their anger and say this anger is good for identifying a problem, but not good for solving a problem. You know, why are you angry? You're angry because your child's doing the wrong thing. He's beating up on his sister, or he's being disrespectful to you, or he's ignoring you when you give him an instruction. Those are times when we feel angry with our kids. Now, I would suggest that revealing that anger or lashing out with that anger is what's inappropriate. We want to solve problems, and that's why we're all about giving parents tools to change patterns. If you're seeing something that's a pattern in your child that's wrong, anger-producing for you, then that pattern is an indication of the heart, which means this child has a pattern or a tendency to do something, and this heart needs some change. And that's going to come primarily through training, not through correction. So we're going to practice doing the right thing. And so parents, when they have a plan, so this is why, Elena, as you and I work with the Biblical Parenting Coaching Program and train coaches, and coaches are practicing these things, this is why parents love the program, because parents who don't have a plan use anger to solve problems, you see. And what we're doing is we're saying, let's give you a plan. When you have a plan, and this is what it looks like, and this is how you respond in parenting, then parents feel much more controlled. Their anger isn't out of control, and they can use the various tools that we have to bring about this change in a child's patterns in their hearts that are much more strategic than kind of reactive parenting. We don't want to be reactive. We want to be strategic, and that involves training, not just correction.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's so important to stay close to God, for parents to consider their own discipline in God's word and in humility and in also just exercising and practicing patience. I know it's very difficult sometimes, and work and being at home, can stretch our nerves as parents very, very, very bad. But perhaps we don't think about it like this as parents sometimes, but our reserves of, patience and how we build our relationship with God is so fundamental to the way we respond to our children and to the way we want to raise them and to the way we want to be perceived by them. So besides having a plan, besides working with, potentially working with a coach to help you develop a plan for your parenting, if you have discovered for yourself that you have this tendency in your heart as a parent to spank your child, don't be afraid to go to God and to ask for his wisdom and to take some time to consider your heart as well. We need as parents that very, very much. Dr. Scott, thank you so much for your time today. I know this is a topic that many parents are interested in hearing about, because they just want to learn the best way to behave in this kind of area, which is a very sensitive area. So I appreciate very much your advice. Are there any final thoughts you want to share with parents out there?
Well, yeah, Joanne Miller and I wrote a book to help parents in this area. It's called Good and Angry. And the idea here is that anger is good for identifying problems, but not good for solving them. But we go through this book and provide 8 chapters of ideas. When your child is not cooperating with you, here's what you do. When your child is not receiving correction well, here's what you do. Here's how you handle all of these things. Let's develop strategies for working with our children that bring about our ultimate goal, which is to develop the patterns necessary for them to be successful in life. So that book, I think, would be a strategic book as a go-to for parents. I think that our websites, your website, elenasvetslot.com, my website, biblicalparenting.org, are ways that parents can get some more ideas, solutions that will help them in their parenting as well.
Thank you very much. And parents, don't forget to listen to our other episodes. We have 14 episodes already that explain more about biblical parenting, all the fundamental principles that we are using in our biblical parenting approach. So go and subscribe to the podcast. And if you have questions, you are always welcome to email us and let us know. Have a good rest of the week, and God bless.